Here's our daily COVID-19 update, and we visit today with Bob Koppel, president and CEO of Essentia Via Christi Hospital. Bob, good morning, and welcome to K-Man again.
Morning, Dave.
We might just kind of bring up our statistics to listeners first. Riley County is now up to 27 positive cases. Geary County remains at 10. Pottawatomie had an additional one over the last few days. They're now at 6. Statewide, the total number of cases, 1,849. Had a couple of more counties added to the list, 68 in total. 92 deaths, and this information is, as was reported by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment by 11 o'clock yesterday morning. And I thought it was interesting that there have been, just in the state of Kansas, 390 of the cases that have been hospitalized. And hopefully that means that, you know, there's not necessarily a strain on hospitals in terms of equipment and space and staff throughout much of Kansas, maybe other than, you know, the Kansas City market.
Yeah, I think the Kansas City market is the only one that's had, like, really significant numbers of patients in the hospital at any given time. And again, you also have a number of different hospitals there, so that helps kind of spread the patients around. In Wichita, I think at any given time they've been up to in the probably the low 20s between the hospitals there that are in the hospital. It is interesting when you look at the statistics because so we know 87%+ of folks with COVID will not need hospitalization. And given the high percentage actually that are being hospitalized in Kansas, that would tell us actually that there's a lot of people who are positive that don't have, that didn't get a test. That's just, you know, it's kind of the working backwards on the statistics. That would indicate that we actually have more people going around positive than what we have tested.
I think it's also interesting to note that a lot of the positive tests and a lot of the deaths have occurred in senior citizen settings, rehab facility for one in the Kansas City Wyandotte County area has been one that has been marred with a lot of issues there. And that's a big chunk of the numbers that, that we reported today.
Well, you know, the senior communities, once you have COVID present, and it's going to be present most likely for several days before you know about it, so that's how it gets spread to everyone. You know, again, this is attacking those who are most vulnerable. So those with lots of health issues that are older, you know, that's kind of the population, obviously, that's in a long-term care facility. And so that's why, you know, there's such great care taken to try to keep it out, because once it's there, it's very difficult. And obviously, some pretty sad stories coming from the facility in Coffee County. Specifically, I think there's now a number of them in the Kansas City metro area that all have lots of patients coming out of them.
How many do we have hospitalized at Essentia Via Christi today?
So we've got two positive cases. Interestingly, neither of them are from Riley County. They're from neighboring counties. And then we also have two folks in-house who are PUIs or persons under investigation, and we should get their lab tests back today to determine if they just have some sort of respiratory thing going on or if they actually are positive with COVID.
I know Julie Gibbs likes to bring us up to date in her afternoon reports that we have here on KMAN about the number of those that have tested, but also she likes to talk about the numbers that have recovered, which is a significant chunk of those positive cases that we've had in Riley County.
Yeah, because, again, kind of the normal progression. People are going to get sick, and then you know, the vast majority of them are going to recover and be fine. You know, again, I guess I should probably go back and maybe explain a little bit about the testing, Dave, because there's a lot of national attention to this, obviously, from the federal government down to our state governors. And there's a lot of different pieces of stuff that's necessary to do a test. So, one, you just, you know, at the patient side, what you're going to see is the swab. And so that's fine. And then it goes into some sort of media or medium for transport. And so some sort of material that keeps everything intact and keeps the sample intact. And then when you get to the lab, you actually need reagents and materials there to actually run the actual test. And so when we talk about bolstering testing, because Kansas, not to the good, we have like the lowest testing ratio in the entire country now. And so we've got to figure out ways to get materials into every piece of that process, and that's how we can actually bump our testing up.
I got a new mask the other day. I got my first. I have another one waiting for me. It's a K-State mask.
There you go.
I'm excited about picking that one up later today. It's on a friend's front porch waiting for me. Not going to tell you who the friend is. She said she's having trouble fighting Kansas City Chiefs material right now, too. So, because, you know, I got to have the collection. Anyway, masks, still a tremendous need. And, you know, we've got that effort that's going on with Westview Community Church as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the mask, obviously the recommendation from the CDC, from multiple other entities is to wear a mask. And with, again, just maybe some helpful hints from our organization and the people here who are wearing them all the time routinely, just some things to remember and do. So one, whenever you're handling your mask, you should only be handling it by the ties or the ear loops or whatever is used to secure it. You never actually want to touch the mask. And the reason for that is that's what's front-facing, and that's if anything has collected on it, you've now gotten it on your hands. So the right thing to do is to always wash your hands first and then put on your mask, just again using the ties or the ear loop, whatever it is. And then actually once you're done, you probably need to wash your hands again. But what we want to do is avoid ever touching the front of the mask. It's helpful if you... don't wear makeup, don't wear lipstick, because that's going to get on the back of the mask and it's going to soil it. And then the other thing is just kind of making sure that it fits well. So the mask itself needs to be fairly high, like on the bridge of your nose. If it's down low, just on the tip of your nose, it's probably going to be ineffective. Because what we're trying to do is create a seal around your nose and your mouth. We're trying to protect those two areas specifically. And so you want to have the mask fairly high, and if it kind of tucks under your chin, because that helps hold it and also kind of helps create that seal along the side with a little bit of tension. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. And also the big challenge for me is that it fogs up my glasses.
Well, there's a couple. If you go online, actually, there's a number of different websites now that talk about mask fitting. And so, because the same thing happens with me if I'm wearing my glasses. And there's some things you can do on the underside of your mask right below your eyes to help reduce that. Because what it is, it's just the steam getting out from breathing. Hmm. And that's also one of the real important things is when you take your mask off, it's important to let it dry. And so don't put it in a plastic bag. Don't put it in a sandwich bag or something like that, because that doesn't let the humidity out. So you want to either store them in a paper bag or, you know, even just leave it setting out is going to be better than putting it in a plastic bag. With the cloth ones, you want to wash them a lot. Like, if you're wearing it a lot during the day, you probably need to wash it every day. You want to wash it on hot, which is going to fade your colors a little bit. But you want to wash it on hot with detergent, because that's what's going to kill anything that might have landed on that mask.
So it's all right to just throw it in the laundry?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know, no different. So I've switched at work. I typically always have worn a shirt and tie. I no longer do that because I can't wash the ties. So I wear a lot of khakis and polos to work. Because everything can go into the laundry that way.
One of the things you did want to touch base on today, Bob, was, maintaining those social connections. And that's one of the things, you know, when Lonnie Baker spoke here on this same segment on Saturday morning, he talked about, like at Meadowlark Hills, the steps that they're taking so the residents can continue to have contact with family and friends. And that's really essential to keep that social connection lifestyle going.
Well, you know, we are social beings, and so there actually is a big part of health that's related to maintaining those social contacts. So, you know, take advantage of technology, use your phone, doing things like FaceTiming or Skyping where you can actually see the person, I think is also really helpful for both parties. And if, you know, I think we talked about this a week or two ago, it is okay to go out and sit in the cul-de-sac and talk to your neighbors. Just keep your distance. Try not to be downwind of each other where anything might, you know, shift that way. But it's okay to, you know, I know a friend of mine, she said all the men in their cul-de-sac gather for a beer every evening. They're just spaced out in a big circle. And we've got to do things like that as part of retaining our mental health. And that's just as important as our physical health.
Yeah. A lot of creative efforts out there from a lot of folks. So, Bob, tomorrow we'll talk about, you know, maybe ramping things back up. There's a lot of discussion about that. And we'll get some perspective from you as to whether it's a little bit premature to do that.
Okay. Yep, that'd be perfect.
Sounds good. Bob Koppel with Ascension Via Christi Hospital on our KMAN COVID-19 update. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. Thanks, Dave.